Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Indira Lakshmanan. And now it's time for our regular Common Health segment. Today, we're talking about a fertility study that has hundreds of men revealing intimate details of their lives, from their coffee habits to their underwear preferences. With me is Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health. Welcome, Carrie.
Thanks, Indira.
All right, so you've got my attention. Why are these men talking about their underwear?
Yeah, I thought it would get you, actually. You know, it's the age-old boxers or brief question. Only in this case, it comes as part of a major new study on fertility that's led by researchers at Boston University School of Public Health. So the study is called PRESTO, which stands for Pregnancy Study Online, and it's the largest preconception study in North America. And by preconception, I mean it tries to enroll couples just as they're starting to try to get pregnant. And PRESTO is the largest study of its kind in the world when it comes to male participation, because you don't usually get many men in fertility studies. So there are about 945 men and 3,500 women in the U.S. and Canada enrolled so far.
All right. So what are these researchers trying to figure out?
Well, so, you know, fertility in the U.S. has been declining for the past few decades. And by fertility, I mean the number of births for every 1,000 women of childbearing age. And some of that is, of course, for social reasons, like a drop in teen pregnancy. And also people are tending to be older when they start trying to become parents, and that means a higher risk of infertility. But this big study, PRESTO, is trying to figure out what types of lifestyle and environmental factors might also be contributing to this decline in fertility, including maybe new factors that nobody has ever nailed down before. So the study asks hundreds of questions about these couples' lives, including their diet, like have you had any carrot juice in the past year, exercise routines, prescription drug use, sex lives, work habits, like do you use your laptop on your lap?
Okay, well, I have heard rumors about laptops that they might be bad for male fertility because the heat kind of cooks your lap.
Yeah, I've heard those rumors too, and also reports about bike riding. And then there's the underwear question that we began with. You know, it's rumored that boxers are better for men's fertility than briefs. But this is the trouble, Indira, that it's all just a rumor. So many of these things just don't have good data on them.
All right, so let's talk about the data. Using laptops, taking long bike rides, wearing close-fitting shorts, does the new data show any link between those things and male fertility?
Well, I would say it shows quite a few intriguing hints. Now, my colleague Rachel Zimmerman reported on this research for Common Health, and she spoke with PRESTO's lead researcher, Lauren Wise, who's an epidemiologist at BU School of Public Health.
We recently published data indicating that soda and energy drink consumption can adversely affect male fertility, and we've also generated pilot data showing that short sleep duration, high levels of stress and depression, and factors that increase heat exposure to the scrotal area, such as laptop use in one's lap, might be harmful to male fertility.
Now, Indira, I suspect some men out there might be reaching for a pillow right now to put under their laptops. But this is the spot for a really giant caveat, which is that these findings involve fairly small numbers and they only suggest possible effects at this point. Studies always need to be reproduced, and these studies need to be reproduced with larger numbers.
All right. Well, there's still interesting new information, like on soda and energy drinks. Women who are trying to conceive are always told by their doctors to cut down on their caffeine. So I'm wondering, would these findings on energy drinks point in the same direction for men whose wives or partners want to get pregnant?
So they can cut down together.
That's right. Yes. So some little moral support.
Yes, it could be. You know, the latest PRESTO-related study was published in April, and it suggested that caffeine consumption, including energy drinks, sodas, and coffee, could affect male fertility. So here are the stats. Among the 662 men in that study, the ones who drank one or more energy drink per day, and now keep in mind, these are quite small raw numbers, like this turned out to be only 16 men in total. These guys did have reduced fertility compared with men who had no energy drinks at all.
Huh. Well, okay, small numbers, but still pretty interesting findings, if true.
If true, right, and if reproducible with larger numbers. And that same study also found that men who drank two or more caffeinated sodas per day, and this was 39 men altogether, they also had somewhat reduced fertility compared with the guys who didn't have those sodas.
All right. Well, all of this, of course, bad for the soft drink industry or energy energy drink industry, perhaps, but it seems like the Presto study is trying to gather more long-term data ultimately to allow men to improve their fertility overall.
Right, men and women, and to figure out which are the factors that people can actually change if they're trying to conceive. 10 to 15% of U.S. couples face infertility. And by the way, Massachusetts has the third lowest fertility rate in the country. And we also have one of the highest rates of using assisted reproductive technology. And we're definitely a state with lots of older parents. Over the last few years, the statistics have shown that we have the oldest first-time mothers in the country. The average age for a Massachusetts woman to have her first child is almost 28. And something like a third of the babies born here are born to women 35 or older.
Wow. Okay. So what about any interesting findings about women's fertility from this study?
Well, so here's what. It was already well known that obesity can make it harder for women to conceive. A Presto paper on more than 2,000 women that was published earlier this year found that where our fat is stored matters. So women who are more apple-shaped, that is bigger waist, smaller hips, had lower fertility than pear-shaped women like me, for example. And it also found that moderate physical activity is linked to higher fertility among women of all body sizes. So no matter what your size or shape, moderate physical activity is good for fertility. But vigorous physical activity is linked to higher fertility only among women who weigh more, not lean women.
Okay. Well, these are early preliminary findings, we should say, but I imagine anyone who's listening and who's trying to conceive can't help but think, okay, maybe I should do this or that, cut down on the energy drinks, put a pillow under my laptop, etc.
Right, right. And Rachel Zimmerman, my colleague who wrote this story, spoke with a subject in the Presto study, and that's exactly what he said. His name is Nicholas, and he's a 37-year-old math professor in Framingham. He and his wife have been trying to conceive since 2014, and he wanted his last name left out, because just for the sake of privacy on these sort of intimate issues. But Nicholas says that even just answering some of the questions in the study made him think more about his behavior. And Indira, he's actually changing some of his behavior.
I bought myself a little a laptop cooling tray for when I use a laptop, and I tried to remember to use my laptop on a table. And I cut down to one can of soda a day, which I probably should have either.
And we should know more about what Nicholas and his wife and a lot of people like them can do to improve their chances as the results of this Presto study roll in.
Carrie Goldberg is editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
And you can find a link to Rachel Zimmerman's post on the Presto study at our website, radioboston.org.